hadn't said goodbye because I'd been glued to my phone. For 3 days, I felt it, a small, hollow ache. That moment is how the compliment ledger began for me.
Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore a single powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we learn to love who we are. In a world full of noise and distraction, this is a place to slow down and remember why care starts within.
Today, I want to invite you into a small, humble practice I call the compliment ledger. One honest, specific compliment to yourself each day that quietly reshapes how you show up for others. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
What would change if every morning you said one true thing about yourself out loud? Not a boast, not a plea for perfection, just one honest observation you could stand behind. Imagine how that small daily step might loosen shame and steady your choices.
You might think, that sounds cheesy.
I hear you. Cheesy was my first thought too. But what if it's simple medicine and not a slogan?
A short, true story. I started a ledger years ago after a moment of feeling small. I remember scrolling through 6 graduation photos and a promotion in one feed while my laundry timer beeped in the other room. I closed the app and felt small. That evening, I wrote my first line. I show up even when I'm afraid. Honestly, writing it felt odd at first. And when someone asked me for help the next day, I said yes faster than I would have before. That tiny, honest sentence didn't make me perfect. It just nudged me toward a braver choice.
There's a simple pattern underneath that shift. When we stop pretending and start noticing, our inner life changes. This isn't ego. It's stewardship, naming the person God has given you so you can be useful, kind, and present for others.
Psychology calls part of this cognitive restructuring. In plain language, our brains strengthen what we repeat. If you constantly silence the small good inside you, the steady choices, the moments of care, that silence becomes louder than truth. A compliment ledger is a tiny ritual to interrupt that silence.
We live in a culture built on comparison. Phones amplify only highlights, not the slow work of kindness. Naming one honest thing about yourself each day becomes an anchor against that current.
Let me be clear about humility. Naming truth about yourself is not the same as inflating yourself. A ledger entry like, "I listened without interrupting," points you towards serving others. Inflated praise aims to convince everyone you're best. The distinction is motive, and motives matter.
Here are 3 simple prompts to shape your entries. First, name one small action you took yesterday that mattered, even if only one person noticed. Second, name one character quality you exercised. Third, name one thing you're learning about yourself. These keep the ledger honest and practical.
If you want a concrete 7-day starter, day 1, I showed up. Day 2, I kept my word. Day 3, I asked a hard question. Day 4, I made someone feel seen. Day 5, I made time to rest. Day 6, I learned from a mistake. Day 7, I spoke kindly to myself. Short, specific, and true.
Keep it small and private at first. A little notebook, a phone note, a bedside ledger. Date each entry, and over time, you'll have a map of faithfulness that looks like growth, not perfection.
Worried it will become performative? Add a humility check. End each entry with the question, "How can this lead me towards serving others?" That one line keeps praise from turning inward into vanity.
If accountability helps, choose a friend for a weekly 2-sentence check-in. Not to list achievements, but to share where the ledger helped you be kinder, braver, or more present. That small exchange turns an inward practice into a bridge outward.
Now I want to give you a quiet moment to craft your first daily compliment. Take a breath. Think of one small truth about how you showed up today. may be something no one noticed. When you find it, say it aloud or write it down.
If nothing comes right away, try this. What did you do for someone else today, however tiny? What quality did that action reveal? Let the first line be simple. Example, I made time to listen. Say it slowly. I made time to listen.
You may notice resistance, a voice that says, this is silly, or that you don't deserve praise. Acknowledge it, and then treat the ledger like an experiment, not a verdict. Over time, repeated, honest noticing rewrites the story you tell yourself. It won't erase hard things, but it gives you a steadier place to act from.
When the ledger works, something shifts. You feel less desperate for praise from others and more ready to offer genuine encouragement. Your words to neighbors become cleaner, more generous, less anxious. Tending your own heart equips you to tend others without needing them to fill you up.
A few quick cautions so the practice stays humble. Don't use the ledger to avoid correction. Receive loving feedback. Don't compare your ledger to someone else's. This is internal fidelity, not competition. And never weaponize praise. Let the intention be to become more useful, more kind, more present.
At its heart, the compliment ledger is humble work. One honest, specific compliment to yourself each day so you can love more freely outwardly. It's quiet tending with loud effects. When we learn to treat ourselves gently, we learn to treat others generously.
Before we close, try one simple thing tonight. Write one sentence in your ledger before bed, and then send a short message to a friend. Just, I'm trying this. Want to try with me? That single act builds a small circle of practice. Subscribe so you don't miss what's next. And if this meant something to you, share it with someone who might need it. Love who you are, and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's keep walking.